That's right. And what do you do if someone pretending to be a worker from a utility company knocks on your door? Because this is known as a utility imposter scam. Utility imposter scams can happen any time of year, but are especially common during extremely cold or hot weather when people can't go without their heat or air conditioning. A scammer impersonates an electric, water, or gas company representative. They may call you on the phone, send an email, or even knock on your door in a realistic-looking work uniform, claiming you have an overdue bill and need to pay immediately to prevent your service from being shut off. In another version of this scam, the scammer may say they need to enter your home to make repairs or do an energy audit so they can look for valuables or personal information once inside. In general, it's good to be wary about unsolicited messages or knocks on your door. Your real utility company should notify you or schedule an appointment before they come to your home. Remember that you are never obligated to let a stranger into your home, even if they say it's urgent or important. Here are BBB's tips on what to do if you encounter a utility imposter. First, don't give in to pressure. Utility scammers will pressure you to pay them immediately, usually in a short time frame, like an hour. They may try to intimidate you into giving them personal and banking information. Legitimate utilities will not try to force you to pay on the spot. Then call customer service. If a caller is trying to pressure you, hang up the phone and give the customer service number listed on your actual utility bill. If the scammer gives you a bill, it could be fake, so be sure to use the phone number from a previous real utility bill. This will ensure you're speaking to a real representative from your actual utility company. Also, don't send money by prepaid card or wire transfer. If someone claiming to be a utility company representative asks you to pay with a prepaid debit card, gift card, a digital wallet app, or wire transfer, it's a huge red flag. Legitimate utility companies usually ask for payment by check or credit card. Finally, don't allow a stranger into your home unless you have a scheduled appointment or reported a problem to your utility company and are expecting the visit. Ask utility employees to show you identification, such as a badge, before letting them enter. To report or research a scam, visit bbb.org/scamtracker.